Now let's get back to day four of the shutdown, still the story here in the U.S. Its impact is obviously rippling through this country, but also abroad. In France, for example, it's forced the temporary closure of the American-run Omaha Beach Cemetery in Normandy. That's where many U.S. troops who died on D-Day are buried. Earlier, I spoke with Laure Mandeville, Washington correspondent for Le Figaro, about how she's unpacking our shutdown for her readers back in France. Laure, you've covered D.C. politics for years, and all the Washington dysfunction you've covered, how does this rank?
Well, this is pretty bad, actually. You've been here for about 4.5 years now. I mean, the whole Obama, you know, first term and this beginning of the second, and seems that, you know, all these dysfunctioning elements, which we've been talking about for years, are now, you know, coming together to have this shutdown, to result in the government shutdown, and now this big suspense on the raising the level of the debt.
Mm. How do you explain all of this to your readers back in France? I mean, start with the shutdown. How do you explain that to them?
Well, actually, we've been devoting a lot of space to Washington politics recently. You know, we had a huge double page on the eve of the shutdown, and we are, of course, trying to explain the, you know, the bipartisan ideological divide, which is reflecting the divide in the country, but also the hijacking of the Republican Party by the Tea Party minority and big coming problems within the Republican Party, how Obama is on the short term benefiting from this whole crisis, but how in the middle or long term he's probably going to suffer as well. And, you know, and the bigger picture of how do you get out of it? Because it seems that it's going to be very difficult given the structural problems within the American political system.
You know, a few days ago, one of our reporters went down to the USS Constitution here in Boston, and a French tourist who was there said he wasn't happy that he didn't get to visit the ship because of the shutdown. But in his comments, he referred to the shutdown as a strike, which kind of makes me wonder, how do strikes in France compare to what's happening here right now?
It's actually a pretty opposite situation, because in France, you know, the paralysis has been coming from mostly the left. You know, the in France, you know, governments both on the right and on the left have had very many difficulties in changing, in reforming the system and giving more freedom to the private sector, and the whole question of the strikes have been they've been opposing these reforms, whereas in the U.S. it's totally the opposite situation, when you have a populist movement actually trying to get the government shrinking and weaker and smaller, whereas in France the government is pretty much everything.
So do the French look at the United States right now and kind of mock us?
Well, I don't know if they are in the position to mock the U.S. because we have so many problems, you know, in France. They are of a different nature, as I was trying to explain. But we are in deep crisis. And I think rather than mockery, it is worry that people feel in France, because we understand perfectly well that, you know, the paralysis of America is not good news, and it's not good news for the global economy, and it's also not good news for the influence of America in the world. And today I wrote a piece about, you know, the president canceling his trip to Asia, and we understand perfectly well that, you know, this is not a very good signal for you know, American influence in the world. And since we are part of the West, we're side by side with the Americans, and we worry about the weakening of America.
Laure Mandeville, thanks so much for your time, as always.
Bye, Marco.